Hey there, are you a small business owner frustrated by the growth of your business and ready to increase your profits, your leads, and sales? Whether you're 1 year in or 7 years in, I want to connect with you for a free rapid fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive deep into your current growth strategy, see what's working, what's not working, and see where you are leaving money and opportunity on the table. If you are ready to stop spinning your wheels and start seeing results from your actions, hop on my calendar today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com and book your free rapid fire strategy session. Hey there, welcome back to The Real Truth About Business, the show dedicated to giving you the real, straight, and honest truth about what it takes to grow a sustainable and profitable business. I'm Michelle, your business growth strategist, and today's episode is all about confusing your audience. And this is something I've been guilty of over and over and over, and it relates to your offers and it can relate to your messaging. But primarily, I want to talk today about your offers. All right. This is something that is a constant struggle for business owners is what do we offer? How do we keep them where we're not feeling like we got to change them? We constantly have new ideas. Somebody new comes to us and says, you should do this. Or a client says, you know what I'm really looking for? And so we get this new idea. And next thing you know, we've got this suite of offers that is so confusing that people are really struggling to figure out, how do I work with you? And you know, one of the things that I always try to teach people when I'm working with them to create their offers is to getting to a point where when you get on a call, you can basically say, here's who I am. You know, basically, I'm Michelle, your business growth strategist. This is what I do. You know, here's my credentials, whatever. If you, however you want to introduce yourself, like, here's who I am, here's what I do, and here's how you can work with me. Right. But that here's how you can work with me is where we always get stuck, because for the most part, we have way too many offers. And I recently started working with a new coach. Yes, coaches have coaches. I actually haven't had a coach in several years. And so it feels really good to have somebody in my corner again. I kind of forgot what that feels like, even though I know that that's something that my clients always say to me, is just knowing that I have you in my corner and knowing I can reach out to you. And, you know, I haven't had that. And now that I do, I'm like, wow, why did I wait so long to bring somebody else on? But that's a story for another day. But the first thing she said to me is, Michelle, I got on your website. And I was like, it was so confusing. Like, all the offers, they kind of sound the same. I don't really know. And what kills me is, like, this is after me trying to simplify them, because I had been told by another client earlier this year that my offers were confusing. So even though I keep trying to simplify them and in my head they feel very simple, they are still extremely confusing. You know, I've got the VIP day, I've got the group coaching program and the mastermind, but that's not open. But you can do the 5-day program if you want, but then what do you do from there? And then I have custom, like, one-to-one strategy, but what does that look like? And how is that different from your VIP day? And it's so funny that I'm even recording this, because I literally put out a summer, like, no commitment summer offers, meaning like no long-term commitment, just for the summer. I'll drop the document in the show notes, but even that has 3 different offers on it. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why do you do these things? Like, why do we do these things? It's like, and the reason is that we do it is because we have a heart to serve, and we are trying to serve all audiences, and we're trying to hit all different price points, and we're trying to hit all different pain points and different struggles. And like, what does somebody need? And they might not need a full month. Maybe they just need a one-off. Maybe they want to get it done faster, right? Like, this is the thinking that I go through of, like, well, some people want to just get in and get it done. And that's what the VIP day is for, is like, just get in there, get it done, and take off. And then other people like to have, you know, a month, because they're thinkers. I've had so many clients tell me, Michelle, I'm a processor. I need time. Like, I like to have a conversation with you, and then I need time to process it. And so, you know, I thought to myself, okay, I'll offer like a 1-month program, like a rapid fire for those people that are processors and thinkers. And in reality, you look at the document, and although it makes perfect sense to me, it can be very confusing. And so a confused mind never buys. We know this, right? I've talked about this, I've said it, and it's very hard to get to this point where you try not to serve everybody. But I want you to remember too that there is always, always, always room for customization, right? And I've preached this, I talk about it all the time, is like, have your offers. And then if somebody comes to you and you feel like, you know what, this offer just is not going to serve them, right? So you go in, you go into your discovery call and you say, here's who I am, here's what I do, and here's how you can work with me. And that here's how you can work with me. After you've listened to them, you realize, you know what, they might need a little bit more. You can always customize the plan that you have, but at least now they've come to you with an expectation of, I'm going to sign up for this offer. It's your 4-month, you know, one-on-one consulting. It includes this, this, and this, and it's XYZ dollar, right? And then you can always say, you know what? I don't know that you would need, you maybe in the beginning you need more than biweekly calls. You need weekly calls. So let's do that in the beginning and we'll customize it. And for the first month, we'll add on this amount of money, right? Like there's always room for customization on a person by person basis, but you don't have to create offers with the intention of every single person that like comes in like on their web on the website, like, well, maybe they're looking for this and maybe they're looking for that. And maybe they're looking for this. And what if they only have this amount of money? And what if their price point is here? Right. You just get to a point where nobody knows what really to do. And so they end up doing nothing. And that is not a safe place to be as far as business, right? You don't want to be in a place where people are confused and they end up doing nothing instead of actually making a decision. So I really want to encourage you to like go back and look at your offers. Like, are you confusing your audience? Do you have too many offers? This is something that's what I'm working on with the coach. That's why I hired the coach, because I've been told multiple times, like in my head, it is clear. This offer serves this person. This offer serves this audience and this offer serves this person. That is not clear to the general public, right? People that don't know me, people that don't necessarily have never worked with me, people that don't know like where they're at in their business necessarily, or like what help that they really need, right? And so being able to clarify and have that simple step, like I talked about in the offer suite of like, if you want to DIY it, here's your offer. But here's the other thing too, is that when we start to create offers that hit every price point, that also is extremely confusing because it makes it very hard to attract the audience that you are trying to attract, right? Because the audience that is looking for your DIY offer is not necessarily looking for your high ticket offer, right? And so when you have all of those offers, it does make it very hard for your to attract the right ideal client. And so many people get stuck and come to me and say, I just can't attract my ideal client, or I'm getting all of these people that are not the right leads. Well, they're not the right leads because your offers are spread so thin and so wide and you've cast such a wide net. How can you expect to attract the right people, right? Because your net basically says anybody and everybody that can reach it, come in and we'll figure it out. And there's a time and a place for that. You know, I've done this for years and it's served me very well. And I love being able to serve people at different places, but I can be honest in saying that the other thing that's really important versus hitting price points and like where people are at and what they can afford is getting them the results. And that's what you need to think about with your offers. If you've got offers that are spread so thin and so wide, I want you to think about like, what are the results that a client is going to get from this? Is the client going to get the best results by having this offer at such a low price point? And one of the things that I've even been evaluating is like the 5-day reset that I have. I have the 5-day Focus Visionary Strategic Reset, which works very well and it can be sold on its own and it's available for sale on its own. But the few people that have gone through it on their own, most of them have also hired me one-to-one, right? And I've given it to them as kind of pre-work, like homework, like go through this because this is the basis for what we do. And I will be honest in saying that most of them get stuck at day two. And so when you're thinking about that is like, is that really a good offer? Is that going to get them the best results if they are getting stopped up at some point in it, right? If you know the only way that people get results is if it is a done with you, then stop offering it as a done DIY, right? You've got to really think about like what is going to get people the best results. And if you have offers out there that are hitting a price point, but you know they're not going to get the person the right results, then it's okay to kind of get rid of that offer. Again, always room for customization, but you don't want to attract the people that are just buying based on price point either, because most of the time, if they are buying on price, their commitment and, you know, and I say that so lightly because I also know that so many people have been burned by hiring people that they've gotten no results from. And I get it. And I understand we all get to a point where we have to think about our budgets, right? But what your job is an expert, is to understand where you are as an expert and say, listen, in integrity, I can't sell you this offer because it's not going to get you the results you're looking for, right? And so really, really think about that and be very mindful in asking yourself, is this the best fit? Does having all these offers, does it really help everybody? Is this really what is the best for everybody? And if not, just get rid of them, right? Like I said, just get rid of them so that when people land on your website, they can see very clearly, here's my offer, yes or no, I'm in or out. I don't remember if I had that episode. I remember I watched a show, it was on a show a million years ago, I'll never forget it. And the guy was like, he was talking to his wife about making a decision. And he said, and she said something about a maybe, or, you know, let's decide or something like that. And he goes, no, there's no maybe, it's 50-50. You're either in or out. It's yes or no. And that's really what you want to get with your offers. You don't want to feel like, well, this could potentially, or this may be a good fit, right? No, you want to get to a point with certainty where people can look at it and go, is this for you or not? You know, and really be mindful of that. So look at your offers, evaluate them, look at the things people are saying. Are they confused? Are they not sure about the difference? And are they too close to each other? This is the problem I'm having over and over, is that all of the offers are similar, but not, but they're just at a point where it's like, I'm just not sure, Michelle, which one do I need? And when you have to constantly explain that, that's when you know that your offers are too close to each other and people aren't sure. And so you don't want to be there. Okay. So be very mindful of that. You've probably done it. We've all done it. Like I said, it's kind of like a natural thing that happens as part of business ownership, because as your business grows and as you serve more people, we create, people give us ideas, people ask for things, we're constantly customizing. And then we think, oh, well, if one person wants this, somebody else might want it. So I'm going to actually offer this because this was a really good idea and it worked. Just because it works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody. And it just because you gave it to one person doesn't mean you need to offer it to everybody. So just keep that in mind for yourself, is just because it worked for one person doesn't mean it needs to become part of your offer suite. Okay. You really should not have more than two or three offers. Two or three. That's it. We've talked about this over and over and over. And so, you know, I'm always honest and like transparent with you guys. I have this problem too. I'm very open in saying this is probably one of my biggest struggles in business. It's been extremely difficult for me to have an offer suite. I've always had an offer suite, but I've always like, well, what about this? Or I could offer this, but what about this? And what about this? You know, that is so hard for me to not want to say like, well, I could do all the things, right? Like pick, like it's a full buffet and you get to pick. But in reality, it doesn't really serve your audience. We think it's serving them, but it doesn't. It just confuses them and then they shut down and you don't want that. So really, really be mindful. Ask yourself, am I confusing my audience? Ask your clients, like, is this confusing? Go back to your prospects, ask them if they're confused, and, you know, just look at it and go, is there any way I can simplify this? Can these two offers be combined? Does this one need to go away? Is this one more of like a cash injection offer I throw out once in a while? Is this kind of a customizable program that is like, I just want to keep in my back pocket so that if somebody needs it, I've got it, but I'm not going to put it out there to the world, right? Like, really think about that. Okay. All right. I love you. I will talk to you soon. I believe in you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.